Malanga, let's shift focus now. I have the Speaker of the African National Congress in the Hartsibande region of our province, that Kolani Shozi. He's my guest, following one of their councillors being alleged of being apprehended by the police and subsequently having appeared in the magistrate court. And it's very interesting how that plays. Many people are now calling for the step aside in that local municipality, but maybe let's find out from there and see where are they in that conversation. Speaker, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. Where are you in the conversation, and how much do you know is the ANC? Does this incident then warrant a step aside?
No. Thank you very much, Musa, and greetings to yourself and the listeners of the Rise FM. Where we are as the ANC, you would know that our entry point is the organization into the municipalities where we have our deployees is through the Office of the Chief Whip. So where we are, it just remains a rumor for us. However, we are waiting for a Chief Whip to finish us with a report of what has transpired with regards to the candidate that is alleged to have discharged a firearm in public. So we are just waiting for the Chief Whip before we can process the matter internally. Of course, you would know if a councillor of the organization is found to be wanting legally, then the processes of step aside will have to kick in. But where we are currently, we are still awaiting the Chief Whip of the municipality to finish us with a report of what may have transpired. Thank you very much.
Speaker, what about then the fact that this councillor, alleged councillor, has since been also on release of a thousand-rand bail? Doesn't that then also obviously to a large extent want to have the ANC speed up, you know, this particular report? Because already this councillor is registered by the courts, registered by the police station. What sort of then further report are you still looking for if the courts have already pronounced themselves? Is there maybe a different outcome or incident report that you are anticipating will be made?
No. We have to be guided organizationally by the Chief Whip providing us a report. See, at this point, we were not aware. We're just hearing through grapevine that there is such an incident. Until such a time that the Chief Whip, while working, of course, with our convener of the employees in the Arctic report, only then we will be in the position to act. But for now, we are just hearing about this on the media platforms that there is such an incident. We have directed our convener in that sub-region to look closely into the matters. Very soon, she should be able to present a report, of course, having a detailed report from the Chief Whip of what exactly has transpired. And then only then will we, as the ANC in the region, act on those allegations.
Yeah. Before I let you go, are you also talking to your partners in that council of government? I'm aware that the ANC declared a vacancy in Ward 14, and now yet again you have another ward councillor. Obviously it's a hung council. These issues tend to have somewhat of an impact into the relationship you enjoy with the partners of the ANC in the government of the local municipalities. Are you also keeping your partners appraised with some of these developments?
No. With regards to the recent incident, the one that you are mentioning, we have not processed it as an organization. However, on the other issue of the vacancy, yes, we are in talks with our partners, those that we are governing that municipality. This one we'll have to process it first internally, then we will take a discussion with our governing partners in that municipality. Thank you very much, Musa, and thank you for the opportunity. We will be available for further comments once the matter has been processed internationally.
Yeah. He's the Speaker of certain municipality, but tonight he was talking to us about efforts of the ANC, and I tend to say speaker, because I'm used to him being a speaker, but nonetheless, Kolani shows he's the spokesperson for the ANC in the region of Hartsibande. I really appreciated him having himself in such a swift moment there. Yeah.
Opinions from those of his host. 15 minutes with Moses Kosana. And being the advice, it's only 60 minutes four before the top of the hour. Let me focus 50 and then still in governing the year. I have Dogozom Terimbu of the Governing Bill Effect, which is a non profit organization. They've also reacted into the ANC ward councillor, who happens to be an MMC in the municipality, who has since been alleged of having fired. The firearm, and these are dangerous actions. Some say it's directed to the police officials, some say they just fired it into the air. Maybe let's understand from the perspective of government Bailey first, how best do they deal with this incident? Bukum Dogozo joins us on the line. Babu Mthembu, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. What do you make of these alleged acts of the council? And I'm more interested on why do you call it a bogus bill?
Sorry about that, Mr. Kosana. Thanks for having me. Yeah, Dogozom Terimbu here, spokesperson for TMF. That's government register. Firstly, the few things that I need to put into consideration regarding the matter. The allegations against the state MMC. We need to make it clear to the listeners and the public that our statement emanates from a published report by a local newspaper. That was last week Friday. It is then we gathered and reacted to the matter as an NPO organization. We need to put it into highlight or to into practice, looking at the incident scene where the incident took place. The matter involves the member of the mayoral committee, that's number one, a very high profile in the local government. Number two, there was firearm involved in the matter. Number three, it happened at a nightclub, allegedly, as it was reported in the newspaper. It is in engaging of the firearm in a public space. We find it to be very disturbing as an organization, considering that the member, the aforesaid mentioned member, the name is still has not been sent into the public or to us until the matter is being, in court. So,
let me just come in there. Apologies. Did the counselor receive bail or not? Because if the counselor received bail, we should be talking about the name now, because it's only on the process of court for them to appear before the court. That's why the name is kept secret. But you are also alleging that there's been a bogus bail. So if a bail is paid out, then his name should be out.
According to the first report on Friday, he later the update at 1800 by Friday from the local newspaper. He read that he received bail. So the term bogus, it comes from what we read earlier, and later the bail was granted while the child, while the member was not charged. So it's kind of dodgy. We find it kind of. How do I put it? Let me put it to you in a way that you can easily understand. Number one, earlier report E.T. Umlisa Ubanjiwe, Agaga charge. 1800, Kuvela statement E.T. he has received the Patika Malaga form. So the latest Majestitola, which is in that said incident, Nomabunga Vilanga that it is reported with Buko Nomundu Alimana in Ustekwedia. So we find it very kind of disturbing, Chief Hogoguti, even those in Jesus were abandoned, Kemba Guti, Baba Smell, Imparati. And as it stands, we want to see accountability in this matter as an organization. We all know that no one is bigger than the law. And we shall ensure that the advocate the matter attends. All we need is to see the outcome the transparency in the government. We want to find another because it cannot be OGT. It was reported to me that we have attended to the FNI.
Yeah.
And as it stands, he updates if he told her that he appear in a court today. So he had to stay up and then he told her that 72 hours later, he had to appear in a court. And the man who gave him the corner, he told him, so who called into that it leaves. We feel what I handed that to the case. Yeah, you're going to find another.
Yeah. So, just before I leave, yeah. You and I have exhausted our time. Which MNC is this?
We don't know, Chief. I'm not going to yet. It's only allegations for now. So we would also like to know who to buy, you know, MNC. And what we need to emphasize, we need to mention is a public figure and a member of the MNC. So we can't remove you until the case has been heard in court. And then all the processes have been followed.
Okay, from the, because Eddie recited a public publication, who do you say it is?
According to the report from the newspaper, which the incident is at the Alguna Club, late at night on Thursday, and the member was apparently apprehended on a Friday.
Okay.
So the first statement says, Ubaz on a Friday, and later, Wawalo was an official. He up to 1800 in the evening. So the question would be, he caught his house with run until 4 o'clock. We told him that he bail, who was the person responsible in giving the bail in a court of law after hours.
Yes, yeah. You know, there's a lot of sketchy details that I understand, but we hope that tomorrow I'll try and help the mayor if possible. And many others from that local municipality. In fact, the community have committed that they are waiting for a report from their tripwreck. We will also wait for all those entities to be finished with the right details. And I know my colleagues have been talking to the police, even the police have not been forthcoming with all the details about this. But yeah, we'll appreciate your time and all the best in the work you do.
Yeah, no, I don't have to talk to you. I mean, probably, but then I'll have to talk to you. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you.
That was on tour there for governing the fest. Very interesting views coming from the backside of very interesting developments in governing the news days. Hey, Mengla and Coven, this particular for this evening. We want to appreciate you for having us here. So, Bob was a month of a man, and I'm going to keep you guys in the next few weeks.